going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So, I said we have boots on the ground everywhere today. Crowder is in Green Bay. He's there for the NFL draft, which is tomorrow. He's at a beautiful motel overlooking an indoor pool. And Will Manso is in Cleveland. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso from Local 10 and FanDuel Sports Network Sun and Heat and Cavs. Tonight, you can watch it on FanDuel, and you can listen to it here on 560 QAM, and you can see Will's reports from Cleveland on WPLG Local 10 while he's there. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How many cups of Starbucks have you had since you've been in Cleveland?
Zero. I found I'm a big coffee snob now since I married Giselle because she's a coffee snob. So now, first thing to do when I get into a town.
We got a bad connection here, Will. I think we should reconnect with him, Solana, because it's like, sounds metallic.
You got me here?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. That sounds better.
You got me? Is that better?
Yeah.
I answer the question zero because I'm a coffee snob.
Not that much better. To be quite honest, I take it back, Will. It's not that much better. That's like my my sexual encounters. Is this any better? Yeah, sure. It's great. It's not really that much better.
No, same thing I got for you.
It's all I got.
What, Huck, what are you a snob about? He said he's a coffee snob. I heard that part.
Oh, what am I a snob about? Travel. Yeah. I am a travel snob. You are not. I do not like to fly in coach. Sometimes you have to. Mm-hmm. I do not like to fly in coach. And I do not like to stay at the hotels that you like to stay at, that you don't mind staying at.
I don't like them.
I like to be comfortable.
But Hawk, that's offsetting with your being cheap thing, because I sit in the back because I'm not paying an extra $400 to sit up front. I'm going an hour.
Right. But the thing is, if you're going to check a bag, well, there's $50. And then, I don't know. And then you want to choose your own seat. There's another $125. And it's just your way to, you can chip away at it. All right. Will back. Will, we were just talking
about.
I'm here.
Check one, two. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Much better. Much better. I thought because you lost the network affiliation, maybe all of a sudden they cut back on your cell phone.
We got on the cheap. Yeah, we went on the cheap. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, Boost Mobile now.
Yeah, we do. We got that one.
They lost ABC. They're on Metro PCS all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how many Starbucks have you had?
Zero. Zero, because I'm a coffee snob now since I married Giselle, because Giselle's a coffee snob. So the first thing I do in any town that I go into when I'm working on the road is look for the best, like, little mom-and-pop coffee shops. And I found one, like, two blocks away called Lionheart. It's a nice little place. I've had my coffees there every day since I've been here.
Oh, good for you. I like that, too. I much prefer to take care of the little local coffee places than the big corporate.
Support local. And trust me, Cleveland, they need it. My God.
What? Is like, there anything? Because Crowder's in Green Bay, and he's like, there's nothing here. He's got a cup of cheese they gave him at the airport, because Wisconsin is known for cheese.
Correct.
Is Cleveland known for anything in the food arena?
And listen, in the 5 days I've been here, I would say the answer is no. I don't think so. Nothing was handed to me, and anything I bought, I haven't exactly enjoyed. It's been quite the interesting food stretch for 5 days. I'm ready to come home, guys.
Yeah. Back at what, Chris Chambers had like a long weekend for the kids there in Cleveland, and four or five guys, we were like, man, I'll get my own ticket. We're leaving Saturday. This is terrible.
Yeah. That's it. We're out of here.
No. No, I'm good.
What about the kids?
The only good thing is the Yankees were in town, so I got to watch some Yankees baseball. I'm actually watching the game right now to my left. The stadium's open, so it's the ninth inning, and they're up 5-1. That's the good thing of this week.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Matt Mervis hit another home run today, by the way, if you're a Marlins fan.
I saw that on my Twitter. I saw that he hit a home run. Look at you. You discovered him. You're the founding father
Mervis
of
Militia. Mervis Militia. We are here to serve. Will, Tyler Hero said they got punked in game one.
Yeah.
So how do they prevent that from happening again tonight?
I mean, they got to be physical. And Eric Spoelstra said this morning, he's like, look, we talked about it for 2 days. We know what we got to do. It's like, you don't even have to watch film. We have to. We can't let a team just out-muscle us, out-hustle us. Because I think, even though the Heat won't admit it, I think we could admit it. The Cavs are better than the Heat. Like, they won 64 games. They were the best team in the East. You know, they've got a stacked, balanced team. We see Ty Jerome go for 28. I mean, those are things that you're up against already. When you're not getting the loose balls, diving on the floor, getting the 50-50 balls, hustling, taking charges, things like that, creating turnovers. He only created 7 turnovers. When you're not doing that, I don't see any way Miami wins one game in this series, let alone 4. So the way they do it is physicality right from the start.
And, Will, they have athletic bigs. Allen and Mobley, they can run and they're tall. Khalil Ware is, I don't want to say he got punked, but he didn't have the best game ever. He wasn't going up there and doing it. Is that something that we're going to see for the rest of the series, or can he address that?
I mean, look, it's tough. One of the good things, you know, people tell me like, oh, who cares if they made the playoffs? They're probably going to lose in the first round. To me, that's silly for a couple of reasons. Number one is you never know what's going to happen. But number two is you get the experience for these young players for their first taste of it. And let's face it, this is Khalil's first taste of the playoffs. If you want to talk about jumping right in, throwing to the fire. Hey, go up against two athletic big men like you just mentioned, you know, and against the best team in the East. I mean, that's a tough challenge for anybody, but especially a 20, 21-year-old rookie who didn't get much playing time to the middle of the season, still growing into his body. Unfortunately, guys, it's going to have to be trial by error, you know, thrown into the fire, and that means he's going to have some bumps. I mean, I don't think this is an easy series for Khalil to just go in and try to dominate. We saw the athleticism on some plays, even in game one, but consistently, it's a challenge for a young player like that.
Nikola Jokic was asked by Jax yesterday. I think you were there, Will. And he's like, I'm ready to go. He's like, I'm good.
Oh, no,
put me in. Do you expect to see Nico or Pella maybe at some point, whether it's in this game or moving forward into the series? Because it kind of goes with your point to what we're talking about, Khalil Ware. Like, these are two young guys. You want to know what they have.
Yes and yes. I think Pella more so than Nico right away, because his injury was more short-term than Nico, who's been out a while. Spo addressed both. He says both are getting closer, both are ready, both are available. We saw Nico get a couple minutes. Now, I did ask Nico about playing and conditioning, and he's like, look, I mean, I feel great, but until I get in there and actually get minutes, I don't know what I'm going to feel like. So I need to just, when my number's called, be ready. I do think that number's going to get called. I don't think Spo's going to panic, let's say, today and just change everything. He even had the old cliche yesterday where he said, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. But I do think you have to tweak the wheel a little, right? You have to change things a little bit because it didn't work in game one. And those two guys you mentioned are excellent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.